Right, Makir of Patish is if you have a clothing and you finish off the clothing, there's an Issa Makir of Patish. Just for the camera's sake, let me just be Makdim very quickly the Shaila. You have a mask, and the top of the mask, a brand new mask, has a strip of metal. And what you would typically do is when you put it on, you would give it a pinch. You would give the top bit a pinch and form a shape of your nose, thereby making it easier for you, it's more geschmack for you, there's less condensation going to your glasses. So why is there no problem of Makir b'Patish when you give the metal a pinch? That's my shayla to you.
Are you talking about just the first time or anything?
The first time, fair enough. The first time. If afterwards...
It's optional.
The mask is there!
So let's work through this methodically. So you've got a number one sphora that's come up, that perhaps you don't have to give the strip of metal a pinch. You could jolly well wear it, even without pinching it. It might not be so geschmack, but lemaisa, it will act as
a mask.
The police can't sue you for it. There's no, you won't be held to account by not giving the metal part a pinch. The metal part a pinch. Maybe for you, maybe you're gonna say the fact that I'm making it a bit better. Maybe that is not significant in Hilchos Makir b'Patish. That's a very, very valid taina. To that, I just want to quote one line in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Beit, Shlid in Shulchan Aruch. Haloiket ya boilois mal abeget. If someone's got a jacket and he's got on the jacket pieces, bubbles of threads which need pulling off, and you know, just the finishing touch of the beget, perfectly fine to walk around with the beget, that is. The jacket is absolutely perfect. There's just a patch over here which needs a bit of bubbles, needs a bit pulling out the ends. It needs to be neatened out just to finish off. Zot the Shulchan Aruch, Hareza, Oiva, Be'issa, Makir b'Patish, Min HaTorah. Therefore, let's come back to, although the beggars is absolutely okay without pulling off these bubbles, these threads which are hanging out. After the Hokhiz, it is a Deiraisa. So, why? Let's get back to my mask. Where you suggested perhaps it's not Makir b'Patish because I could wear the mask without it. Yes, you can wear the mask without it, but you're adding something to the mask.
Does it matter if it's a temporary Makir b'Patish?
So it might be the Rabbonon.
Closing a button here.
So now, buttons, actually the postman discussed about buttons. Why is there no tefer in buttons? And the postman already discussed
about it. You want to close the same thing. The mask works, the jacket works.
I think your mind might be touching onto it. There's a chilek between finishing off, doing the touching up of a beged and adjusting a beged. There's adjustment and there's finishing off in a professional way. When you have a beged which has got these bubbles and he's got these threads sticking out, that is not finished at a professional level. You couldn't sell that and put it on Marks & Spencer. It's totally inappropriate to start putting these things in Marks & Spencer. However, where you have a finished product professionally, it's just that you have the ability to adjust it, that is not included in the Makir b'Patish. So very interesting. Right, don't get me wrong, there is a shitter. I quoted someone in Yerushalayim that held his taka also, Robin Yerushalayim held his also to adjust it on Shabbos. But the Maisa, the poskim are choylik on that. They agree that it's mutter lechatzchila to do on Shabbos because there's a difference between finishing off at a professional level and adjusting the mask. And this is just called adjusting. And therefore the place from happy Rav Falk is actually making on it. Again, he wasn't Nagir, the masks weren't Nagir, Rav Falk didn't see these masks. Right? But the Maisa, he was nochus to the Svara. He spoke about a case where a person has a pair of shoes and he puts on his pair of shoes on Shabbos and the Maisa, the shoes are a bit big for him. Can he insert what they call the shoe? Insoles. Can you insert insoles on Shabbos Kodesh so that it shall fit you exactly? Is there any issue on Makir b'Patish? So about this is he quotes that says it's just adjusting the baguette or the shoe. Adjustment is not the same as Makir b'Patish. Therefore, to give this a pinch on Shabbos Kodesh, because again, it's not the same as Makir b'Patish. You're adjusting you're making an adjustment to the baguette and you're not finishing off the baguette. Okay, wow. Very interesting. That's not a color because it's a finished product. You are just adjusting it to, you're not finished. You're just adjusting the beggar to yourself. You're the one that's not finished. Okay, so that's the Maisa. That's what the person wants to say. Just interesting shine over there. Now, I'm going to say, we've got, sorry?
Shoelace is the same thing, the shoe is there.
No, shoelace.
You just adjusted the shoe. The shoelace is there.
Oh, the person, they want to make that chilek, that with shoelaces, without a shoelace, it's not roi for anyone. Yes. It's bechlal not considered a shoe. Whereas when you have shoelaces there, it's just for you, it's not good. So you're the problem. So you either need to grow your feet or you need to put an insole on it. So that's how the person wants to discuss the chilek between the two. Okay, so there's a lot to discuss, and I'm going to go straight to the shayla. You're sitting Shabbos Kodesh afternoon, and you've got a couple of hours to learn, and you're sitting and learning, and you want to place a post-it note. This is called a post-it note, sticky post-it note. You have a whole pile of these sticky post-it notes, and you want to pull one off and put it on your Gemara to just remember the Abdu Daf Chavov or Madalov. You want to remember everything Masuda. Is there any issue with doing that on Shabbos? And the answer will be depending on whether you learn Daf Yomi or what you learn Leo. Why? Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Sorry?
Thinking off the
block. Oh, that's number one. The Nakuda is that number one you have to remember is that, like Rav Dov was mentioning, that to pull off a post-it note from a pile, that is going to be an Issa of Koirea. Because it was joined together, it was stuck onto each other via something called glue, which a lot of times is glue is used for permanent use. In which case, the halacha is that if it was stuck for more than 7 days, you can't now pull it off after the 7 day period. So over here, when you bought it from the shop place 3 months ago, and they bought it from the manufacturer 3 months before that, that's way more than 7 days, and therefore it's called considered a tefira. So therefore, to unstick it will be a problem of kerech. It won't make enough kumina unless the binder is a type of binder which is used temporarily. That's what we discussed yesterday. It depends what type of binder you're using. If the marshal, this would be a Velcro style, you would have an argument. But if over here it's used with glue, glue is a type of binder which is used primarily for sometimes for long term, sometimes for short term. In which case, you've only got 7 days to stick it and unstick it.
We use this in the ocean wrapped packages.
We're going to have to. If it's soft in the ocean, we're going to have to give its own credits to that shayla. That's very good shmak. But al pi halacha, the strict halacha is that if it has been used with glue, you've got up to 7 days. Kumtai's pulling it off, that's going to be a problem on Shabbos. Okay, let's say you've already got one of these post-it notes hanging around, and you want to, from previous stuff, from Chafei, before you're out to Chafei, you want to pull it off the Chafei Amud, and you want to put it on your Chaf, Vav Amud, yeah? So the Shaila is, how long do you plan to keep it onto the Chaf Vav Amud? If you're learning Bi'iyun, and you plan to stay on Daf Chaf Vav for 2-3 weeks, even 1 week, over a week, then, when you stick it onto Daf Chavov, you're sticking it onto more than for 7 days, that's going to be an issue of Tofa. Again, Tofa is, you've united two soft materials, the Omud and the paper, together via the glue, and that is going to be a problem if it's more than 7 days. Now, it's not the end of the, we haven't finished yet, because even if you're learning Daf Yomi, and you want to take the post-it note, and take it from Chav Hei to Chavov, you've got another two problems to take into account. Let's call it one problem. I'll give it to you. Just one problem. And that is that if it's non-transparent, which it is, you can't see through this post-it note. Some post-it notes you can see through. If it's non-transparent, and you now stick it onto your Daf Gemara like this, and you cover this line like that, and now you can't see the Kol Heicha, you can't see that line, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Shin Mem Sif Gimel, you've done an act of moichak. Moichak? Some Shemdik in Hiddish. Moichak? Yes, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Speaks about the shava that falls on the Sefer Torah, a bit of wax falls on the Sefer Torah. Hareza oiva moichak. And if you rub it out and take away, remove the mat, wax, it'll be oiva koisav. It's as if you made it. Some Shemdik alocha. I mean, Shana, I find it extremely negea when it comes to Zemiris. This is a Zemiris for Shabbos. And one of the pages are sometimes stuck because there's a bit of cholent that's stuck in together. Can you unstick the pages? Now, it depends where the sticking happened. Did the cholent fall between the Hamaloch and the Chavis by the Sholem, wherever it is? Did it stick by Baruch Kel Elyon? In which case, when you unstick it, you're going to be over the Issa of Koisav, Kilo, you've written it. Or, that'll be a kilkel usually, but it could be. But the Maisa, or if it happened in the margin, that's going to be Mutter to unstick it, no problem at all. And let me add, Rabbi Sai, sorry?
You can't see.
Because you go, you mean you can't see? A lot of times you can. I know what you mean, but a lot of times you can see. You try it out, you see if it's stuck on the place where there's writing. If it's stuck together in the place where there's writing, then you can't unstick it. There's an exception to the rule. There's one time that you can unstick a bencher, even if the stickiness is between words.
Soft.
Well, I says, Kaisa. Where you have such a bencher. A laminated bencher. The post can say it's only where I'm well equipped today. Yeah, if the stickiness is directly on the ink. However, where the lamination, when you've got it's laminated and it's stuck, the chalom stuck between va'ali salomo and bimimatzis yo, there's no problem with opening it on Shabbos because that's not called kosher. That's too far away. Otherwise, you open no safer. It's called kosher. Yeah, there's a limit how far it has to be directly, the source of the issue has to be directly on the kasat. Otherwise, there's no problem opening. So I think we've got quite a few halachos to remember here. Again, the post-it notes. Number one is you can't take off a post-it note lechatchila from the pile because that it's already been used.
Halacha
l'maisa. You can't take this off on Shabbos. Halacha l'maisa. And then, number two is to put it on for more than 7 days is issue number two. But you can claim your dafa if your dafa yomi lomid or amad yomi lomid or eraisa, the new system of eraisa is amad yomi is also good. Yeah, so you every other day you're picking off this post-it note. Okay, that's okay, but you've got to make sure that's not on the writing. It's also quite tricky because I think a lot of time you're going to have quite a big margin to make sure that you're not interfering with the margin. I can remember
the post-it note. The fact that the post-it note is made to be taken off. Why is that not? That's not like glue.
That's
like
very interesting. That's very interesting, and that is because it depends on the type of binder. It really depends. It depends on what you're using to bind them together. If it was using Velcro, you have a fair point.
Is that not
let me give you a mushroom. Let me ask you.
Specific type of glue.
You're right.
Which is it's non-adhesive.
Yes.
It doesn't adhere.
Yes, but it's interesting. The post came on to say the fact was very into this. And I've got it over here, and he mentions very clearly, you look at the substance you're using as a binder, as what is it used universally, you look at all the different types of ways it's used, glue, and since a lot of glues are used for long-term basis, you look around in offices, different types, we have to go to school, it's always keeping on sticking crafts onto the background, and therefore you have to look at the general type of binder. It's based on the bialocha, you have to look at it, otherwise you can take a thread and do sewing on Shabbos and claim that if you always do it, then it's okay. We don't find the bialocha, it's very clear, we don't say that. You look at specifically the binder that you're using. It comes out quite a bit of a massive chumras, you know, you're using, since the binder that you're using is a glue type of binder, therefore it's limited to 7 days. This is more than 7 days. The factory made it 6 months ago, therefore it's going to be an issue to unstick it. Issue number two is to stick it down if you don't intend to learn the daf in the next 7 days. Issue number three is even if you do intend to learn the next 7 days, but you can't put it on ksaf, because if you put it on ksaf, you'll be over the issa moichuk, and if you take it off, you're going to be over the issa of kosev. Okay, I think that's a bit of a mouthful. That is quite a lot of halachas to know. I'm going to get to the post. I'm not sure if these halachas will fit on a post-it note. It's quite a lot to remember, but it's as I come to these halachas.
Because it sticks to it.
Exactly. Toifa is really binding two soft materials together. So the kosher. The kosher is very interesting. The kosher was when you remove the sticky note from the writing. Now you've uncovered, you've disclosed the writing which was hidden. That's exactly the place you mentioned. There has to be a stickiness to it in order for it to be kosher. Otherwise, we mentioned you open a safe and you've done kosher. So obviously, it has to be something which is stuck onto it in order for its removal to be considered kosher. The poskim are done about it in the Sefer Shulchan Aruch that speaks about the Sefer Torah, which has wax that fell on it, asks this kasha, where's the kosher, where's the moichuk here? I mean, what's the difference if you put your hand on it? It seems that if there's something stuck to it, that's much worse. I want to throw in one final halacha, if I may, and that is, that's a very interesting, I have to finish off with this story, I happened to meet a relative of yours when they get to Friday night, I went to a Shalom Zocher recently, and the Shalom Zocher, sorry, it was outside in the garden. It was before the okay, whatever, it was okay. It was okay to go to the Shalom Zocher, right? And I went to Shalom Zocher, and there was a sign on his front door, which was glass. It was a sign, Shalom Zocher, with a sign, arrow, around the back. So you know you go around the back. Okay. Very interesting. The next morning, I was walking down the road to shul, on the way to shul. I see that it's changed. The sign is changed. It says Bris. Exactly the same arrow, but it says Bris. The paper has changed to Bris. Now, he told me that someone called him with a Gansakach. I had an attack on notice day, Shabbos day.
Yeah.
But he called me, someone called him a Gansakach. How did he manage to change that? Did he use a goy? How did he manage to change this? Last night it said Shalom Zocher, and now it says Bris. So the Maisa, he had said that he had put it was in a folder. So it was like a folder, like it was just to slip it in. But the Maisa, halacha the Maisa, think about it. If he were to have a paper that says Bris on it, there would be no issue with sticking it on Shabbos.
Because
on his glass door.
With what?
With sellotape. If sellotape, take normal sellotape, if before Shabbos he took normal sellotape and stuck it onto the A4 paper that says Bris, I was mentioning it to him, that would be okay to stick it on his glass on Shabbos Kodesh. Now, take off the one which says Shalom Zocher and put on the one which says Bris. And there's no issue. What's your problem?
Temporary.
Here comes the kula.
Oh.
It's because he plans to take it off before 7 days, that's going to be mutter. And Rabbi Dovah mentioned a mashuna de galoch in the yadiko tofa, which has to be addressed tomorrow. That is hard, and we're going to have to deal with that.
Right.
That needs the fact that the glass is hard. We're going to have to deal with that. It's a special heter, but we don't need to come onto that. It's enough that you can imagine Shabbos Kodesh. He comes out to his house, and we're going to have to stop there. And he come out of your house, you take it off, you put it back on Shabbos Kodesh. It sounds a bit wrong. We're going to have to discuss this tomorrow.